This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
And finally, a strip club in Portland, Oregon has found a novel way to stay afloat during the coronavirus pandemic. The Lucky Devil Lounge has transformed itself into Lucky Devil Eats. It now has its dancers deliver food. But wait, there's more. There's also Food to Go-Go. This is a drive-up service where takeout orders come in with an in-car experience that includes performances, light, music, under canopies. I wonder if burger chains will follow. National weather roundup. Euro says Brisbane, shower or two. Top tomorrow, 25. Sydney, shower or two and 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14. Hobart, partly cloudy and 16. Adelaide, cloudy. Top tomorrow, 16. Dunny, that means sunny in Darwin and 33 degrees. Perth, no insult to Darwin people, by the way. Perth, sunny, top tomorrow of 26. Here in beautiful Melbourne town, overnight low of 7. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, top of 15. I'm Gary Wilson. Joy News, tripping over his tongue.
Well, Gary, I am partial to a bit of rump and a ham, you know, so maybe that'll go down well. Where do you find these stories?
That's a quarter pounder I'm worried about.
Now, Gary, just we'll touch base with you again at 5:30, but I just wanted to ask, Rachel and I were talking about earlier in the show about some positives out of the pandemic or productivity that's happened. Have there been some for you?
Oh, definitely. I've gone back to old-fashioned cooking, especially desserts.
Does that mean you're no longer microwaving all your meals, Gary?
No, I ate very well, actually. I've made an apple and a pear crumble. Ooh. I've done jelly and fruit. And sitting in the fridge is half of a chocolate ripple cake.
Oh, I saw that online the other day and I almost wanted to crash your house. So I was like, oh, chocolate ripple cake is the best cake
ever. It's so simple but so delicious.
All right, I think...
And each biscuit covered in port.
Oh, you did say that. I disagree wholeheartedly, and it's going to be a huge...
Honestly, at first I thought you said covered in pork, and I was like, that's weird. And then I realised, no, pork.
And I know some people do that. Some people like to add a little something to the cream. Some people like to put mint on top of... I'm a purist when it comes to chocolate ribble cake. I want cream and chocolate ribble biscuit and cold. That's all I need. Anything else, I'm like, it's fine to add a bit more flavour, but how can you improve chocolate? You can't!
Alcohol.
All right, well, we'll speak to you at 5:30, Gary. Thank you for joining
us. Look
forward to it. Now, I know you're a fierce Eurovision fan, right?
Fierce,
as in not at all.
As in, well, hey, last year I woke up at the, like, 3:30, 4 a.m. time to watch it.
I do love doing that. I'm not going to lie.
For the first time ever.
I did get up early and watch the Euro Fetish competition. We talked about that last
week. Yes.
That was a whole heap of fun.
Oh, well, goodness.
We want to do a little challenge for all of you listeners out there. And you know what I will do? I'll make a chocolate ripple cake to whoever can guess all of the Eurovision songs that we're about to play.
Oh.
I have a one-minute mashup of 9 songs. The artists, I am not concerned about. I want the song. Titles.
All
You've got
right.
till the end of the show today. Can you tell me these Eurovision songs?
Phantom of the Opera.
Sleeping alone, you wake up with a bottle in your hands.
It's the Rubber Chicken song.
Hello, everybody. My name is.
Hey you. Hey
you. I think we know that one. Can you name these Eurovision tracks? I've got 9 Eurovision tracks in the mashup. We're going to be playing it all through the next hour. I will make a chocolate ripple cake for anyone who can guess them all. But isn't a Joy volunteer or on Joy Eurovision?
So you better send your messages through 0427 Joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Dean will make you a chocolate ripple cake. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you don't live in another state because that's going to go mushy as.
Could you imagine putting it in the post? You're on Wednesdays with Rach and Dean. We want to hear your Eurovision. What do you reckon?
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Rach and Dean.
There you are.
And we are competing for the prize of Choc Ripple Cake.
It's an important prize. You have to tell us that we've got 9 Eurovision songs. We'll play them after we do the traffic and trains. We've got 9 Eurovision songs in a 1-minute mashup, and you've got to tell us just the title of those songs. Whoever can guess them all gets a chocolate ripple cake delivered by me.
Can I tell you a crazy fact about chocolate ripple cake?
Please, because I love it.
So I had not heard or experienced chocolate ripple cake prior to moving to Melbourne.
Really?
And I believe
where were you originally from?
New South Wales. I grew up in New South Wales. Oh. And, had never heard of it, not once experienced it. But it's definitely a Melbourne thing.
Well, I had the same problem when I lived in the UK and I couldn't find chocolate ripple biscuits. I had to get them sent over.
Oh, my goodness.
To be able to make it. They did not survive the trip, so it was more like a chocolate ripple crumble. But what are you going to do? Do you know how many family members I had that sent me chocolate ripple biscuits? It was insane.
Wow. Interestingly, I just read an article because I was like, is it a Victorian thing or am I just like some poor pleb in New South Wales who just happened to miss out? And no, it is.
Really?
So they were not sold in anywhere other than Victoria, South Australia and Western Australia.
Really?
And so apparently it tends to have greater popularity where AFL is the dominant football code.
How is that an actual fact of, oh my God.
It's in a newspaper,
but
okay?
It's that funny thing where how, I mean, I don't see the connection between chocolate ripple cake and AFL, but I love that somehow there's this footy frank, sure, but not chocolate ripple cake. It's blowing my mind that that's something that I feel so bad for the rest of the states.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm going to have to take the recipe back to my parents. But I
mean, it's not a hard recipe either.
Yeah,
biscuits,
no.
Cream.
Shh, don't tell them that. But I don't, can you get these? They're Arnott's biscuits, so surely you can get them anywhere,
well,
right?
I guess that depends whether or not they're in the store. And that's the nightmare for me. When I was living in the UK, everyone in the UK tried to give me substitutes. There are no substitutes for chocolate ripple biscuits.
Really?
They're not sponsors of the show. I can't stress that enough. But there are no substitutes. I will accept none. It's time for it to catch up with the chocolate ripple master himself, the lovely Gary.
I've been given some titles in my time, but not one of them.
Well, today you just mentioned that you made chocolate ripple cake and you've taken us onto an entire spiral for the show, Gary. Like now we're in a chocolate ripple cake hole for the rest of the show.
Sounds lovely to me, yes. I've been online, but some people have said that sherry is also nice to put in it, but it's up to individual taste.
I just like the cream and chocolate biscuit. I don't like anything more.
Right.
So when you make me one, Gary, I'm just letting you know. But so, Gary, did you know that chocolate ripple biscuits weren't available in every state in Australia, like Rach just said?
I had no idea. That's an amazing fact. Yes.
Yeah, I had never tried one until 6 years ago when I moved to Melbourne. And then, yeah, I had someone make me one. I was like, this is the most simple, delicious thing I've ever had in my life.
It is very simple.
But it's so
easy
good.
To make, shall we say.
Yeah,
yes.
So has all the cooking that you've been doing been that simple, Gary, or have you delved into some more technical culinary delights in your isolation?
Well, that's all I can think of at the moment. But, yeah, I like to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Keep it simple,
I've heard that
stupid,
about you.
The kiss. KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. My favourite thing to make, whether it's isolation or un-isolation, just going into a cooking hole here.
I thought icing, not isolation. Like when you said that, I absolutely went to, what kind of icing?
No, I love making a lemon meringue pie.
Oh, yes.
I'm the queen.
I'm always afraid of meringue.
Really? Are you afraid because you'll screw it up? Yeah, I'm
my
with you on
that. My mother used to make meringue. It was like chewing gum.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I mean, I like to eat it. I'm not afraid of eating it. I am afraid of making it.
It's so simple, my friends. It is so simple. Yeah. You just need a whole lot of egg whites. Start whisking them first. Then you add in the sugar very gradually, and it has to be caster sugar. And then you just make sure you're whipping it for at least 10 minutes. Then pop in a tiny little bit of white vinegar just to keep it shiny, and you're done.
And this has been cooking with Rach.
Whipping it for 10 minutes against
me. I mean, my wrist can't handle that much action. Guys, we've gotten a message in from Jack from Williamstown saying that, Dean, I need to soak the chocolate ripple biscuits in pineapple juice before
Whoa.
Cream. Oh. Does anyone think that Jack from Williamstown is crazy?
I would not judge it until you try it because who knows? That could be amazing.
Or they could be doing a really phallic joke that has gone right over all of our heads.
I like it will go over our heads, please.
Have you got big plans for the weekend, Gary?
I'm actually going to visit my daughter. Be very nice because it's her birthday on the weekend.
Lovely. It is nice that here in Victoria now, you can, five people can be in a household, can visit in a household so that you can see your close family and friends. And that's really wonderful, isn't it?
It's great. Looking forward to it.
Oh, yay. Well, we'll look forward to hearing all about that next week. And thank you for joining us every week, not just here, but also doing our news. We love having you back. And you're back on the airwaves on Joy. You'll be back Tuesday morning, won't you?
God willing.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. You're on Mad. Oh, well, you know what? Before I dive into the You're on Mad Wednesdays and Joy 94.9, we've got a couple more messages. Why don't you start with that first one?
All right. This message here is from Pete in Westerham in Kent.
That's in the
England.
UK. In the UK.
Yeah. So, Peter said, thanks for keeping my Wednesday mornings mad, which is funny because it's afternoon over here. Mm-hmm. But you are so welcome that your morning is mad. And he was just letting us know that last night he watched a program with half of this year's Eurovision songs, and there's another second half coming out on Thursday, which could be Friday here, because it would have been Eurovision this Saturday, and the BBC is putting on a whole evening of Eurovision fun on Saturday.
Well, SBS have been doing the same, screening so many past Eurovision, so that's pretty awesome. And thank you for reaching out, Pete. It's always great to hear from you every Wednesday. Even I hope things are going well in the UK. And we also got another lovely message saying, loving the show today and your great energy, from Arian, who does the Informer Daily, the
Thanks,
EP.
Arian.
So thank you very much for that, Arian. Arian will be on air after 6 o'clock with your daily news and current affairs. So he's working very hard every single day to make that happen. Well, we just want to know, do you know these Eurovision songs? There are 9 of them. If you can name the titles of each of the songs, you will get a chocolate ripple cake from me. Otherwise, I'll eat it myself.
With a bottle, your hands.
With a bottle of hands.
Hello, everybody. My name
Mexico.
Is
Mexico.
Hey, you.
I love that one. This is Celine Dion. This song has been said to be one of the most annoying songs of Eurovision. I love it, though.
It sounds like High School Musical.
Today, I will deliver a chocolate ripple cake if you're in Victoria. Otherwise, I'll figure something out. A made chocolate ripple cake. I'm a purist. It's just going to be chocolate and cream. None of this special crazy stuff that Gary does. None of that pineapple like Jack from Williamstown either.
I'll try it. I'll give it a whirl.
Oh, I don't know.
If you know those songs, though, make sure you send us a message 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au or jump on the Mad Wednesday Facebook page and you can enter there as well.
Exactly. Just write it in the comments. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Rach and Dean, and this is Mistakes Which We Never Make.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Rach and Dean, and we've been chatting all things Ida Hobbit and a little bit Eurovision today.
And a little bit Chocolate Ripple.
Yes. Well, the chocolate ripple cake all started with Gary Wilson, our newsreader, and it's just turned into a giant snowball from there.
Because apparently everyone has different ways of doing chocolate ripple.
Well, exactly, including Simo, who has messaged in. And mm-hmm. Simo has said, how about a garnish of either the crumbled spearmint crisp or flake chocolate bar, or just grate some milk chocolate on top of your beloved ripple cake.
Look, I understand what you're saying because I'm a purist when it comes to chocolate ripple cake. I like chocolate and cheese.
Chocolate and cheese.
Chocolate and cream. Chocolate and cream. A lot of people do put the flake on top. And here's the thing, right? Like, I get it.
Flake is just chocolate flavoured.
It's just chocolate flavoured, but instead I actually crumble a biscuit. So it's the same biscuit that's in there, and it actually just gives it a bit more of a soft texture. It's awesome. There is a difference, and it's worth it. And I don't believe mint should ever be mixed with chocolate, and you're never gonna have me not believe that to be true. Now, we did do a bit of a comp, which everyone was too scared to enter. We had 9 Eurovision songs, which people had to guess, and if you guessed them all, I would make a chocolate ripple cake.
And
for
guess
you.
What? No one sent us. No the one guesses.
Well, we had a couple of people going, "Oh, this is cool. I can't figure them all out online." So here's what they were. This was "Rise Like a Phoenix" by Conchita Wurst from 2014 Eurovision.
Not Phantom of the Opera.
No, this is "Verona" from Koit Tum and Laura from 2017.
Oh yeah, that one.
Liam from Joy Eurovision did this one. And then, of course, "Toy" by Netta, the winner of 2018.
Rubber Chicken, yep.
Hello,
"Dancing Lashka Tumbai" by Verkas. Oh, that was we've moved on already. And that was from 2007. Then we've got "Zero Gravity" from last year by Kate Miller-Heike. "Making Your Mind Up" by Buck Spears in 1981. "Mana Mo" from Hara and Andreas Costanayu from 1997. This was Celine Dion's song, which I forgot to write down. And this is "Congratulations" by Sylvia Knight from 2006. So they were our Eurovision numbers.
Well done. Does that mean I get the chocolate ripple cake?
I might make a chocolate ripple cake for next week's show. I think that's absolutely what I need to do. Now, we've had a fantastic show. Fantastic show here today on Mad Wednesdays. It's been so much fun. We've been talking Ida Hobbit, which is Sunday, which is the International Day against homophobia, transphobia, biphobia, intersexphobia / intersexism. Please do wear your pride, whatever it may be, out loud and proud, and share it with us on Joy, or like Miller said, the -18 youth social media. I do just want to do another shout out. Sunday, May 17th, is also the International Day of Candlelight Vigil for AIDS Memorials, and there'll be a virtual one happening by Living Positive Victoria here, and we'll put the details for up on our social media as well and share it around like crazy. So there's a lot going on. It's a great, important day for both parts for us to remember our history and community. And yeah, that's my ramble.
Take a flat lay of your PJs for Tilda as well.
Oh, yeah, for Tilda Melbourne. Take the PJs, join them for the viral virtual pyjama party with Transgenderverse Movie Nights. So much going on.
There's so much going on, and it's a great time to be celebrating just as restrictions are starting to ease. So maybe you could hang out with one or two of your friends and have an Ida Hobbit party.
Yeah, celebrate your pride whatever way you want. Rach, thank you for joining me week on the show.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.